What's going on, everybody? Uptown ENT back at it again with a rant for you hoes.
Dang, got him. Okay, I see where it's going.
Hey, I got with me, as you heard, my guy, fresh off the birth of his first son, B.
Right. I got to deal with the daggone squirt gun. I ain't used to that.
The squirt gun? No, that's what you call it.
Aimless. Like, oh, shit. And the duck and stuff. I'm like, dang, this mug out of control. I ain't used to this.
Hey, man. Just whenever you're changing his pamper, just word of the wise, always just keep that front flap. Just go ahead and just keep that down at all times, or keep it at in a ready position where you can immediately just put it down.
Oh, yeah. I'm used to the girls is shooting in one direction. This mug.
That shit like plutonium. You don't know which way it's going to go.
Right. Like, dang. The Matrix and shit. I'm just glad we painted the walls.
The
base white paint, it is stick.
Yes, sir.
Also, when y'all motherfuckers at Target, yeah, and y'all walking outside this motherfucker, don't stand in front of the damn door adjusting your hood, hat, or whatever. Either put it on inside or step your ass inside when you get outside. Because I will run. I'm not stopping. Like, that's ridiculous. To think you the only person coming out the damn doors. You will get a move. What you doing?
Hey, man, you seem like you hate Target so much. Why do you go?
It's just the people there. Like, y'all just be doing some ignorant ass shit. Hogging up the whole aisle and nobody can get it in. Like, dang, move.
The people of Target.
Dang, man, you adjusting your kids? You stop in the middle of the aisle and put your kids in the car? No. They got designated areas for that you can just move to the side. Not blocking traffic.
You sick of it?
Man. And then, man, my Samsung take the headphone jacks out the phones.
Oh, for real?
Ain't no headphone jack. None of the phones got headphone jacks. Like, this new one I got, I got to use my wireless bus. I wasn't sure how the sound was going to be.
So then you got the Galaxy wireless bus?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. Well, you know what? I mean, they just kind of like years behind following Apple footsteps with that headphone jack removal. I guess they just assume people don't use wired headphones anymore, or they just like, you know what, if you know, why would you use a wired one when you can use wireless? And look at that, we make wireless, so go ahead and buy some.
Right. But it, like, doing stuff like this though, you kind of need wired.
Well, shoot, you know, sometimes I'm on my wireless, sometimes I'm sitting in my computer with the actual mic and headphones, so, you know. You just, I don't know, man. It's just, look, it ain't like we ever gonna have spot on audio. We need to create a Patreon page and tell people like to donate, then we can get better shit.
That's true. All I was gonna say, you guys resend me all our info for the logins. For some reason, my phone, Google, don't save all this stuff when I move over to new phones. I don't get it. I be clicking save, this shit don't be saving.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Because I'm going to try to get the YouTube page started, the email, then start posting on IG and see.
Okay. I think I remember the email. Yeah. I'll find it or not with the same password.
Shit. Also, you know the stimulus check? They saying if you make over 75, you probably ain't getting that motherfucker.
That's what they say. I don't, well, let me not even say nothing because I don't want to out nobody's business.
Mm.
Nope.
Hey, man. I heard that. I was like, so you gonna use some? You gonna use everybody else's money to pay the people who ain't making that much? That's everybody's money. I'm sorry.
So wait a minute. You talking about like for the one that Biden just signed for the 1400?
Yeah, like couples, especially married couples. You make that combined or over that combined? I said you ain't supposed to get it. You might not get it if it go into place.
Man, I don't know, man. I gotta go read because I don't know. I gotta read that bill, man, because. I don't know, because let me just go on here and just say, and this ain't what I was talking about, but like even with like the last stimulus check, they wasn't it like a limit or something on that too? Was it, what was like the limit on that one that you could make over a certain amount of money before they start like taking it from you, taking like little?
It wasn't, I don't think that mattered. I think it was, everybody just got it.
Okay. Then that makes sense then, because I got mine and yeah. Because where I get fucked is I already make like over $75,000, but then my bonus too, and they count that as like earned income as well, even though the amount just usually kind of like fluctuates depending on, you know, how the company performs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, but I was surprised to get that last $600 stimulus. Like when Will was up in the chat talking about he got stimulated and shit, I was like, nigga, don't nobody care.
Because you thought you weren't gonna get it,
dog. I was hating on everybody. I was like, man,
that ain't fair. If only a certain group get it. Man. That's everybody money, like I said before.
I feel, and then I feel like the numbers are set too low, or whatever. Like, dang, why should I be punished just because you know I make 75,000-80,000 a year or whatever? You know, I think. You should start like, hey, you ain't getting it if you make like, I don't know, shit, what, like 150 a year, 150K a year? Why don't they bump the numbers up to something like that?
Nah, do them like they do the cash trying to get like Social Security, you making like 200, that's enough, man. You like, no taxes, that's how they should do it. That's how they gonna do it. Yeah. Because then then everybody be mad up in arms. Not just a certain group of everybody.
It's better for everybody to be mad.
Yeah. And then they're going to attack the Capitol for real. A real attack going to happen. Not for me. I'm not saying. Yeah. Uh-oh. Not over the petty stuff they attack the Capitol for. Because the president falsifies some bullshit.
Wham, wham, wham.
Well, punk ass. Never mind. Man, you said you didn't watch the episode of WandaVision?
I did not, man. Last episode I saw was the one where Wanda she popped out them babies. She had that baby, them babies. And then you found out that Geraldine was. And I knew they hired Tiana Parrish to be somebody else. They hired her to be Monica Rambeau. And I didn't realize until that episode. Because I was like, she wasn't hired to be this character. Like, I thought she got casted to be somebody else. And I had to go do some Googling. Of course, at the end, of course, when you saw that she had, like, that sword, you know, that sword emblem on her chest or whatever, on that medallion. And then she basically put her ass out of, you know, that dreamland, that Leave It to Beaver ass dreamland.
So, episode 4, this last
episode. I did enjoy episode 4, I will say that. I enjoyed like the last 10 minutes of it.
Because that's when the shit popped off. That's why the episodes need to be longer. So this last episode, technically should have been the first episode. I think for the people who don't read comic books. I think Marvel trying to create this mystery and like, this, oh, that's what it was type of thing. Like, you know, some people went into that. Some people just looking for action. They don't want no story build up. That's what Marvel kind of created. But I'm like, Marvel ain't never really kicked off no action in most of their movies. So I don't know what y'all been watching.
Right.
Like, it took WandaVision for them to get up and all up in arms and bust some action. Because Black Panther had no action in it, did it?
Think about it. I mean, if you if you count like the scenes, well, pretty much any scene with Michael B. Jordan in it, with Killmonger in it, has some action in it. It was just them damn scenes with T'Challa in it, and he was just talking just a lot, man. Like, I think that's the reason why a lot of people like Killmonger's character, because it's like, let's go. Like, yeah, we finally got some action in this movie.
I'm a step back, because I'd be like, I mean, if you read comic books, they don't barely, some of those comic books don't really have no action. It's just like story build up into the next issue, you know what I'm saying? And that's what most of these movies and shows are, but then when they started going up, like, man, they didn't do that. By, like, when these people, we talked about it before, because I was watching Shazam the other day, and I was like, so, watching Shazam, by these people's standards, Shazam technically should be better than Black Panther, them two Spider-Man movies, and the Ant-Man movies. So that one movie better than most of the Marvel movies universe, right?
Yeah, we go by their standard. Of course, they would never admit that. Then they standard change when it comes to DC movies. So then it's not all about the action.
Exactly. But you can't, because if you pull out Shazam, Shazam actually followed like the basically the comic book panel. Like, he did everything right that Billy Batson was doing, running away, causing trouble. Didn't know how to be Shazam until, I guess, he started maturing and stuff. He jumped off the rooftop and yelled Shazam. That was in the comics. It had the story and the action. You had the villain that was causing chaos. So to me, like, I'm just going by what the people was... they stand us for Marvel movies and DC movies. Shazam should have been at the top of the comic book chain for some of the Marvel movies and DC.
And then the other thing about Shazam that people don't want to, I don't hear them talk about enough, man, they nailed the tone of the character. They nailed the tone of like that whole Shazam family in that movie.
They sure did. I mean, the costumes for Shazam was probably whack, but I mean, you forgot about it once you started watching the movie and the tone and the acting and stuff.
So, you know, I'm more accepting of Shazam being goofy, because Shazam has always been looked at as a goofy character. When I mean, think about it, it's a damn kid who turns into this superhuman adult just by saying this magic word. So, of course, that's goofy right there, and they've always played up to the goofiness of it. What I don't appreciate is, like I said, this WandaVision stuff, and I think it's pretty clear they're doing some form of House of M, but even House of M wasn't goofy, though, even when Wanda had them living in their dream world.
Nope.
So I just don't understand, you know, but whatever. Like I said, I haven't watched, I didn't watch, what was it, episode 5 that happened this week?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that. So, I
like it, because I already know what's going on, pretty much, and I mean, it is what it is, because I'm waiting for the big story build up, because what's going to happen is you're going to put all this shit together, and be like, oh, that was kind of dope, I think. That's what's going to happen, and not it could fail. But, like, your man, James said, I mean, like, if you read House of M and stuff, this is actually pretty good. You don't know why people bagging on it. I said, in my opinion, it's because they was dogging these DC movies, and now this WandaVision coming out doing the exact same thing. Now they coming up here in Damage Control. Already, because I said, I didn't see anybody bashing WandaVision. I just seen people saying, defended it. And I'm like, man, did anybody say something bad about it?
But you know what?
Talking down on it, because
I saw a lot of people. The only time I saw people mentioning it, they were mentioning it, talking about, well, now this is the only time I seen them mention it. Well, y'all got to read the comic books to understand what they're doing at WandaVision. And I'm like, nah, nope, because when that shit get brought up in DC, y'all be talking about y'all need to make it easier for people who don't read comic books. I shouldn't have to read a comic book to know what's going on. Hey, yo, B, you there? Hey, yo, B. Come on. Okay. So B, what I was saying was, I find it real funny how with WandaVision, I saw multiple people saying, y'all need to go on ahead and go and read the comic books to understand this. If y'all read the comic books, y'all will understand. But anytime somebody says something like that about DC, these same people would get up in arms and be like, well, I shouldn't have to go read a comic book just to understand what's going on in the movie. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like is how the rules keep changing.
And that's what it looked like. That's all I want to say. I'm watching the comic book world burn. So I'm like, nah, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. It's all this backtracking and stuff. I'm like, yo, I'm just sitting here laughing.
It's like a comic book. It's like a Marvel versus DC trending thread that I follow on Twitter. And one dude went so far because he's always just been like one of them. Everything DC make is trash. I don't care what y'all say. This shit suck. This dude went so far as to go and delete like 90% of his damn tweets about comic book movies. Just about everything. It was WandaVision made him do it because a lot of people was calling him out. Like, wait a minute. Hold up. When Suicide Squad came out, you was talking about you don't like goofy shit, but now you saying you like WandaVision? And people was just screenshotting his tweets and just kept on retweeting with the shit. Dude went back and deleted any of his tweets that referenced anything of comic books in the cinematic universe. And I'm like, see, that's not cool, man.
That's why you should. That's why I be telling people, stop, just watch the movies. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Don't sit here and come out and say this and that because you know this is your favorite movie. Just say it.
Or I mean, just do like we do. Just stand on it.
Yeah.
Or if you want to be a real adult, if you want to be a real adult, you could just come back and be like, you know what? Hey, yeah, y'all, I was wrong.
Yeah, then they can't do that though.
They so terrible, man. I don't know why they can't. It's just damn.
And y'all got to stop this HBO Max versus Disney Plus, man. Because
they still trying to make that a thing.
It's not the. I know it's got DC stuff on it, but it ain't like if you're gonna go as a content as a whole, HBO Max pretty much.
They won't.
Disney Plus. My problem is y'all motherfuckers ain't Disney heads. Y'all just Disney because of Marvel. Some of y'all. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Y'all ain't Disney for real, because if I'm gonna hit you with some Disney shows, you don't know nothing about it. I don't want to hear it.
You weren't around during the days of having to rush home so you could watch that combination of Tailspin, Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers, and Darkwing Duck.
Nope, that Saturday morning lineup. You ain't watching Disney made for Disney movies.
You ain't watching that one Saturday morning on ABC with they had Recess, that new version of Doug, Pepper Ann. You don't know nothing about that.
Pepper Ann was a trick.
Hey dog, she was marching in her own parade. She was like one in a million. Yes, I still remember that thing song.
Yeah. Hey man. Oh man. Should we have anything else to call it? Anything interesting shows, TV shows?
Your Honor has been preemptive, was preemptive last week, so I ain't got nothing for that. Oh, I did see Amazon Prime original, One Night in Miami. It was the story. It was good. It was good. It was a story of Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown. Like, apparently all these dudes were like really good friends, And it was basically just taking like this one snapshot in time. It was during the fight. It was during when Ali had beat Sonny Liston for the title.
Yeah.
And it was basically like everything that happened after that. And it was, you know, basically Malcolm X being fucking condescending to everybody, especially Sam Cooke. And then Sam Cooke like, you know what? You know what your problem is, Malcolm? Look at me. I'm a star in music. Jim's a star in football. You know, well, his name was Cassius Clay at the time. He had officially became Muhammad Ali. And he's like, Cass is, he just became the world heavyweight champion. What are you good at, Malcolm? And I was like, God damn.
was Anthony Mackie in that movie?
Fuck. I wouldn't have watched it. That's the reason why I watched that motherfucking Bird on the Wire or Outside the Wire shit on Netflix. Nope. I ain't watching it. I'm
used to it. Hey, that's what actor that he one of them actors that pulled through, even though his first movie, 8 Mile, I think that was his first movie ever.
For real? Damn.
Yeah.
I will say this. I am excited for that. What is it? That Falcon Winter Soldier show. I am gonna watch it.
Which is crazy because you know, movies kill like some of these people, especially black actors' careers, right? You remember this basketball movie called Crossover?
Yes, nigga.
He was in that movie.
Yes. Oh, I know. I remember.
He the ones that he still acting, so he pulled through. I had to watch it again just to make sure the movie was trash, and I couldn't finish. I was like, oh yeah.
Hey, oh, man, yeah. I'm gonna just go ahead and say it, dude, which I think it did it for a lot of people, so I can't just go ahead and just shit on Mackie and say, yeah, but man, Disney MCU hiring him, that right there changed his life.
Yeah. He didn't make it worse like a old man did, Terrence Howard.
Hey, don't do T. Howard like that, man. He wasn't bad in that first Iron Man.
No. I ain't say he was bad in Iron Man. I'm just saying Offset. His acting was good in the movie.
But you know what though? I'm glad they did get him up out of there because I thought about it. It ain't no way I would have been accepting of that damn armor opening up and his ass being up under there.
I would have. That shit would have been so funny. But he looked like the damn cartoon character, don't he, Rhodes? Because you know they don't know how to talk to people.
Yeah.
He looked like the cartoon version. Rose, man. That's what I was like, man, that's accurate as fuck when I saw him in that first Iron Man movie.
I wanted him to, well, I know they probably couldn't have did it because it was a Disney movie, but I wanted to see him like just cut the fuck up and like start cussing Tony out one good time.
Hey, cause you could think about it, because after watching Hustling and Flow, can you imagine like he in Iron Man 2 when he busted up that party where Tony was drinking, yelling at him? How he was talking, I can picture Terrence Howard like dogging out on that song.
Hello, dog. I think I got something for this.
I knew it.
I'm gonna keep telling y'all, dude. I'm gonna start putting these impressions on the Patreon. Whenever we get one, make y'all pay for this shit. But
I knew something.
Hold on, let me get in character. Tony! Man, what the fuck wrong with you? Get your ass up, man. You over here drunk as shit. God damn.
Tony, look at his heart out here for a pin.
Hey, Tony, man, come here, man. Put your hand on the armor, man. Now go ahead and say, we in charge.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he should have. I wish he didn't fuck it up for himself. But I didn't. Don Cheadle always been cool, but he just like I feel like Terrence Howard would have been right for it as Rhodes. What are we doing here, man? Especially in all them singing, but that would have been perfect.
Hey, Hey, you know what? He would have been beasting in that Infinity War when Thanos hit that snap and then the second part came up and he like, look, man, I don't know what to tell y'all. The nigga Thanos snapped his motherfucking fingers like that. These motherfuckers disappeared.
Hey, that'd have been my favorite movie. And man, dang, especially Endgame, he would have brought some flavor to it. Somebody got mad at me on Twitter for talking about Endgame. Hey, because I said, look, man, Endgame was a waste of time. That was a waste of the whole movie. They could have put all this in Infinity War. You know, we had 2 hours of nothing.
Yeah.
Like, that last hour of the movie was everything. Like it's an hour because I was taking bits and pieces of that movie out. I'm like, man, we could have cut out all this, some of this shit. We didn't even need. Like, I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck. Let's say for 2 hours or nothing.
That, man, Endgame was a fucking cash grab.
Yeah, it was. I was like, this could have been Infinity War, man. Infinity War would have definitely topped the charts. Like, you had that scene when they all coming back, Captain America picking up the hammer. And then one of the dudes on there was speechless because he was like, because he came back the next day, he went back and watched it with everything I was talking about. And he was like, yeah, I see where you're coming from. I was like, see?
He hated that you was right.
It's like, I ain't even trying to hear, Endgame was this. And I'm like, nope. I tried to like that movie, man. I did, especially when the end happened. I tried to, but I was just like, I know y'all doing that time traveling and shit like this. And it just kind of ruined it.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I want to make sure. Do we have anything else for comic book movies? Because I got a time traveling movie that I did.
Ain't nothing for real. Ain't nothing new out until I guess we really got nothing comic book. Oh, okay.
That new Batwoman.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't watch this shit yet. I'm afraid to watch it.
Hey, man, you know what? As somebody who was kind of in and out on the first season, I'm probably going to let them build up. I just watched the first episode just to see how they handled the whole Kate Kane thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they handled it the best way they could. I'm still not sure on the new Batwoman. I want to see more of her. But yeah, I'm at least gonna try and just go ahead and make it through this season and give her a first shot.
How was the first season?
Oh, the first season was, I would describe it as there were probably maybe two or three, I ain't gonna say good episodes, but they were mildly decent episodes, but the rest of them is just like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Okay, I ain't gonna watch it. So it wasn't like, it ain't jump off like Stargirl did.
Nah.
Because that's how I'm comparing it. Now, if it ain't jump off like Stargirl did, then I might not watch it.
See, the thing they need to do with these Batman shows that ain't gonna have Batman on them, they need to quit talking about his ass.
Right. Oh. Superman, they got the 2-hour special. Did that already happen?
Where was that supposed to air? Oh, on CW?
I think so. There's a 2-hour special with the new Superman.
Hey, man, I'm going to be real with you, dude. I'm probably not going to be watching no damn Superman TV show.
I'm probably going to check out just to see. But why are we getting the Superman and no Batman TV? What is the deal with Batman?
I don't think people think that Batman can translate well over to a regular network TV show, which I kind of agree with them. I feel like Batman, if you're going to have a Batman show, it needs to be on HBO Max.
Then they need to do that. Something, man, we ain't got no Batman. We ain't had no Batman TV show since Adam West, right?
I guess if you're not counting Gotham, then yeah.
We ain't going to talk about no Gotham.
If you not count Gotham, or if you not count how they tried to have Arrow rip off everything Batman, then yeah.
I'm still glad they need to redo Arrow in the Stargirl universe.
They I wouldn't be mad. I keep on saying this, but I don't think we're going to get a Batman TV show, but I feel like they need to go on ahead and do what we do. We got Titans. I mean, Titans is technically a Batman offshoot. He has appeared a few times.
Which, they picked that old ass dude. That pissed me off.
What that dude blonde too?
I don't know. He was more like Alfred. He needed to be Alfred or something.
I don't want to see a Batman TV show. I want to see them do a Red Hood TV show. And I think that'll blow everything out the water.
So Titan's supposed to jump off with the Red Hood. I don't know if it's supposed to be like a time jump or what.
Yeah, because they did last season on Titans, they did kind of play with the fact that, like, ooh, Jason Todd gonna get killed, but it kept on not happening.
Yeah, Superboy.
Or it was like some dream world shit or something.
Oh, that last season he was in that wheelchair.
Yeah.
Or no, last season he was in the wheelchair.
That was last season, wasn't it?
Nah, last season was when Nightwing jumped off.
I thought Nightwing came about during the same time. I thought that was all in the same season. They just broke them seasons up in the halves.
Nah, that was all second season.
Man, I thought there was only been two seasons. It's been three seasons? Damn. Okay, well, my mistake.
No, it's only two seasons, but when he was in that wheelchair, was the season finale of the first season.
Is that really? I thought there was season two when they did that, but okay, it happened.
Yeah, that was it, because he was having a nightmare or something. Fuck is his name? Dick Grayson. Because he was at, like, Batman's shadow. He beat his ass in his dream. I'm like, oh, this show violent, man. They don't get no fucking, they doing drugs and everything. They be living real life. Well, the fucking dude who played Dove.
That's why I don't feel like they, I feel like more people should be talking about that Titans TV show. Like, so, wait a minute. So, and you know what, though? That's a telltale sign in all these damn comic book groups and stuff like that on Facebook. A telltale sign of when DC done did something good, don't nobody want to talk about.
They're not real comic book heads, though. Some of them ain't. That's how I just took it as. That's why I just be making comic book reference every time they post something. Like, they want Jimmy Woo to come out with a comic book. I'm like, only if you pair with Sharon Carter. Like, in my head, I'm like, they don't know nothing about that. You excited for something you don't know about. Next. I'm just saying. Like, they'll never want to have a conversation. They talk amongst themselves. The people who agree with them, that's who they talk to for the most part.
Hey, did you see Tenet?
Nah.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Why?
Is it good?
Oh, that motherfucker. Oh, it's good, dog. It's good.
Man, don't say it like that, because I was trying to avoid it, because I heard that time traveling and stuff. And all them, like,
hey. Nigga, I'm gonna tell you how the movie was so good. I watched it two times back to back, and I didn't even have my phone in my hand because I had to pay attention, but I actually wanted to pay attention because I was like, now wait a minute, what? Because it was just so much stuff that was going on, and it's just like, okay, all the whole movie was like a callback. So you had to pay attention, and then even on top of that, the way it opened up. Dude, the way it opened up is they start mind fucking you from off the break. I mean, before the damn opening credit run.
Is it like Inception?
I guess. I mean, it is still a Nolan film. I might have to go back and watch Inception because from what I remember of Inception, it was a mind fuck. But I kind of. I think Inception was easier to follow along with, though, because they had Ellen Page in there kind of being like the oracle telling, you know, answering all the questions that everybody would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they ain't have that in there. They ain't have that in Tenet. They explained a little bit, but majority of that shit, you just had to just pay attention. And then you had to watch it through a second time to be like, oh, okay, wait a minute. So that makes sense. Or just kind of like rewind it. But...
Is it on HBO Max?
I ordered it on demand. I don't know if it's on HBO Max or not. I just went on. I mean, it's only like $5 on demand. Damn, it quit being cheap.
No, I ain't say no. I ain't know if it was on HBO Max. It's been
quit being cheap. Go ahead and support young David Washington. John David Washington.
A lot of people ain't watched this movie, The Klansman. I watched The Black Klansman. I watched this shit.
I think, you know, I think they do that because motherfuckers just don't like Spike.
Shit, I didn't even realize Spike, did it say a Spike Lee joint? Because yeah. I don't even remember seeing that on that movie. I know he was director of it, but...
I mean, yeah, I would think that anything Spike Lee related, he gonna make sure it got a Spike Lee joint on there.
I mean, that motherfucker had Adam Driver in it, too, so, I mean... Star Wars is big. Well, I think it was big at the time. I don't know. I'm off this. Didn't like the new sequels.
But yeah, man, check out Tenet, please. I'm interested to see what you gonna see what you gonna think about that joint.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm trying to figure out. Well, you said you were. No, I ain't recommend you watch shit. You know, Black Lightning is the last season of that.
Yeah, and I still ain't even I even finished last season. And I'm trying, dog. That shit kind of hokey, man. It got kind of hokey the last one I saw.
Yeah, they did that Infinite Crisis and all the weird shit started happening in his world. And he got that new outfit, though, which was dope. More like his comic book version, sort of.
And you know what, man? And I hate when shows kind of fall off like that because I think like what's like the first one or two seasons of Black Lightning, dude. That was must see TV for me.
Oh yeah, that shit was good at first. It was it was kind of uncut for TV. It was still edgy.
Yeah,
man. Have you been checking out the Silhouette Challenge?
Yeah. It's kind of unavoidable if you're gonna be on social media.
You check it out on Twitter when you hit the hashtag.
Nah, man, because are you about to tell me about like where the dudes or some nerd went through and removed the red light and you can see these chicks being naked?
You know, I didn't see that part.
I was gonna say because I don't want no parts of that because that shit seemed like it's a potential rape case waiting to happen or like what you call that shit revenge porn.
If it fell into the hashtag, then that ain't on me. That's on him.
look at this nigga. This nigga trying to fight. He trying to get out of it.
I didn't see that red light being moved. I heard somebody mention it. I was like, the red light's dead. So this is the, I'm like, I ain't even going to try it. It's just some kind of filter. Nah, man. Look. The first day of that challenge was great. You know what I'm saying? But I spent 40 minutes watching that shit just like the Busted Challenge. I'm like, dang. And then, you know, Chloe Haley did it too. Hers was probably like the best one. Ain't that her name? The twin? The Haley sister?
No, it's Chloe and Haley.
Oh, is it? What? No, because she got her own Twitter. She's still Chloe Haley, I thought.
Hey, man. Hey, dog.
On her own, because I'm following her IG. Hold on. Before I get back.
Wait a minute. How about you just Google Chloe Haley? Chloe X Haley or whatever it is.
Come on. Maybe it's Chloe Bailey then. That's what she's going about. My fault, man. Anyway. She did that silhouette. I think she kicked off the silhouette challenge, I think, because that's the first time I saw it. I was like, oh, damn. And I follow, you know, the hashtag sent you down that rabbit hole. I was sitting here like, ooh. And then, yeah, you know, what always happens, the women can't have these challenges by themselves.
I knew as soon as you started talking about this, I'm like, yep, he about to bring up how them dudes hijacked it.
I turned this shit off. This is how I led. It was just the women by themselves doing it. And the next day, I went through the hashtag. It was the women and their boyfriend fucking in the silhouette. I'm like, see? They didn't mess it up.
That's kind of like the same thing. That's the same thing they did with the busted challenge, though. Whatever, like it was like it became like chick. It stopped being about chicks, and then it was like the dudes up in there like nigga, I know y'all thought y'all was gonna see something. Y'all ain't gonna see shit.
I'm like, oh man, I'm done these damn challenges. Like, these girls had these challenges by themselves. Please, 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 please. One dude said on Facebook, y'all already wearing their purses and jeans. Just let them have this challenge.
This is the version how we tell women every year, like Father's Day ain't about you, like you're not a man, so you're not a father.
Oh man. Rest in peace. That was bad. I was having fun. I was watching. I was like, oh, she getting it. Because I was like, dang, she put the leg up on the door. She can do the splits on the door. That's impressive.
Oh, if we talk about rest in peace, and we were talking about the movies, I'm sorry about this. Rest in peace to Cicely Tyson, and rest in peace to college basketball coach, Hall of Famer, John Chaney. Okay, you can go ahead.
Hey, that's right. CIP to all of them.
Dude, nah, man. You ain't look, man. That was funny games up in the. That was all funny games up in the when we was up in the group chat. You not about to CIP these people.
She was rocking the blue in some of the pictures though, so yeah.
And she was rocking the red in a lot of pictures too. So what is you saying?
Still CIP. Hey man. I just guess one of the local rappers had died out here, and like, no disrespect to him, I was just like going through, and people just kept saying like, "Man, CIP, CIP." I was like, "The fuck is CIP? Why don't just do the normal RIP?" It was like "Crip in Peace." I'm like, "Dang, man, if that dude,
you been going with it since."
I like it, but. That dude's death opened a lot of people's eyes, man. Like, somebody close to him, like, walked up in his spot and killed him. St. Louis.
That's usually the way it goes, though. Be the people close to you.
They did that. I think that's what happened to Huey, too. And I'm like, man. Like, if y'all, he knew the signs. He kept saying, like, you shady this and shady that, these people. And I'm like, man, like, I feel like people be cutting these people off too late. Like Nipsey Hussle, like y'all cutting these friends off too late, man. But you already know, y'all trying to keep them close, but maybe y'all should just keep them at a distance. Maybe you don't need to know his move, next move, because his next move, he already close to you. He already next to you.
I feel like people need to listen to folks that are outside, because you could be friends with somebody your whole life. And it will take somebody outside of you and that person that'll be like, dude, what the hell? Like, this person clearly does not like you.
Right. And why do people in St. Louis, like some people in St. Louis, hate to see you? Like, what is with that shit, man? I don't understand. Like, you trying to move up and now these same dudes moving in on you.
Well, because the thing about it is, I mean, it's like how they say we're like the hungry wolves or whatever. And they just like, they feel like you ain't doing enough to help them improve their lives. Like, it's your responsibility to improve their lives for them. But that's how they feel. And they just like, all right, then, well, I'm gonna, that nigga ain't showing love no more, so I'm about to go ahead and go and aim at his medulla.
That's a mental mindset. They just showing, like, he got to make it first. You know what I'm saying?
But you should, I mean, you know what, though, man? Even if, like, say, like, you or Will, like, make it and, like, y'all hit it big doing whatever. Dude, I am not about to be looking for no handout from y'all, man, because I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can make it, too. Like, it's enough space in the sky for us all to shine.
Right. I was just like, if he climbed, oh, cool. Send you his followers. Like, go check this dude out. I'm hosting this dude. And that's how, like, that's how it's supposed to work. I don't know. Like, some of these dudes now, I get it. They get up there and they don't want to help the person that was helping them get up there. And it's a wrap. And they get, you know, I'm like, maybe you brought that on yourself. Like, maybe you shouldn't have just... Boom, you listen to this dude telling you, you ain't getting no money. I mean, I feel like even if you had to make 80,000, you had to split that, like you getting 80,000, like 160,000 or whatever, you get 80,000, you have to split it through. I'm like, to me, that's still more than enough money because I ain't trying to have all these fancy cars and whatnot. I'm cool with a simple ass house. I ain't trying to show off to nobody. As long as everybody can eat.
But here's the thing, though. What are you splitting with them dudes for, though? Are they actually part of the team, or are they just some dudes who, like, yeah, I've known them, and they like my fake-ass security or my fake-ass hype man or whatever?
If they came up with you, helping you program or whatever, or y'all created content together, well, everybody got to get paid. Even if you got to split it. You know, some people just want that $1 million and just go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But at the same time, I feel like even if somebody would do that, truth be told, I think both of us have done that. We've given people, like, some bomb-ass ideas. So, like, even, like, podcasts, I know for a fact that there are a couple podcasts out there that are hosted by people that we know who they have basically done their best impression of Uptown. And they done kind of blew up a little bit off of it, but I ain't saying nothing. I'm like, whatever, dude, because eventually y'all gonna come and find the real, because people can't keep on pretending to be us.
Right. Like, it's all natural, because we write this shit down. Ain't no bullet points.
Right.
Like, how you gonna do that? Like, some of the people, I ain't knocking nobody that write their stuff down. Or whatnot, they schedule their topics here, they cut it short. I mean, most of the time we just be freestyling and stuff. You can't keep like that. Not everybody can do that. They got to be organized enough to move on. But you ain't gonna be just sitting here and talk about nothing. And it'd be about something, I guess.
Oh shit, wait a minute, dude. I forgot. I got to double back to the damn film and TV segment.
What you missed?
Hey, dog. I saw that motherfucking Salt and Pepper movie on Lifetime.
Oh, I meant to watch that before we did the live thing. Was it worse than the R. Kelly joint? Or the Aaliyah movie?
Man, Lifetime needs to stop doing these fucking movies. Lifetime, even though I know Salt and Pepper both work with them, and they talked about that, they was like, yeah, we were happy for Lifetime to do it. Well, that's what Salt said. Pepper was like, no, I wanted to be in the movie theaters.
Nobody want to see y'all in no motherfucking movie theater.
Hey, dog. So it starts off, and basically, I can't even spoil anything, because if you know the history of them, you already know it's out there. Man, it started off with basically they met at a community college in Queens, and we already introduced her to Pep. Pep come in and she like, hey everybody, my name's Sandy, and oh, y'all niggas playing spades, who want a Boston Rand on them? And she tried to get Salt to be like her or Cheryl to be her partner in spades, and Cheryl's already sitting back there kind of acting like she's better than everybody, and she like, I can't do that because I gotta hand out these flyers to work at Sears. Mind you, this was like the 80s, 80s, 90s. She's like, I got a more 80s or 70s. She's like, I got a hand on these flyers to work it serious because for every person who applies, I get a dollar. And, you know, that's how her assault kind of like netted it. Flash forward sometime, whatever later, Sandy Pepper ends up working at Sears in the Sears call center with Salt. So they sit them next to each other, and then she's like, oh, girl, let me go ahead and introduce you to everybody up in here. You see them two up over there, light skin and dark skin, that's Kid and Play. They swear they're going to be rappers one day. And then you see that one right there, that right there, like the cute guy, he off limits. That's my man, Herbie Lovebug. So I'm like, okay. And then when they said, you see, and then you hear a voice that says, hey, yo, Cheryl, you ain't going to introduce me to your friend? Who is this? What's up with her? And it's like, oh, girl, that's Martin Lawrence right there. He swore he gonna be a comedian. Nigga, I don't know if they don't like Martin anymore or something like that. They had a nigga who looked like Martin Lawrence now. This nigga was fat. He looked like he was like in his damn 50s.
Hold up. Martin.
Yes. You said what?
Martin from New York?
Martin Lawrence. Mark from D.C., but I think he ended up moving to New York because he was trying to make it big as a comedian.
I know all them cats working for the little Sears call center.
Dude, everybody was up in that joint. I was like, why they do Martin like that, dude? I was like, this nigga, I'm like, dude, Martin wasn't fat in the fucking, what is it, the 80s? He wasn't fat, dude. Come on.
He was skinny because he was doing the fucking comedy shows.
Man, but it get worse, dog. So eventually, you know, they record a song, which I think we need to go on ahead and start blaming Salt and Pepper for people dissing in rap, and they just come in the game dissing people, because that's exactly what they did. They came in dissing Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh. They basically did a diss track about their song The Show, and that's how they got they claimed.
I need to watch this now. I'm mad they did my boy Martin Lawrence like that. What do you do? He can't come back from.
Hey man, it ain't just Martin either. They fucked up a whole bunch of other people. So they was at like this industry party, and they was like, oh yeah, there go MC Hammer, and there go so and so, there go so and so, and then Peppa's like, cause they just make Peppa look like she just like, you know, and Peppa probably do just like the fuck. But they just make her look like she's like a hot mama, and she's just like, oh, who is that one over there, that young thing right there? And they like, oh, that's LL Cool J. Nigga, the nigga who they got to play LL Cool J looked like a fucking man. He probably was. This nigga was a fucking Dominican. He was light as shit. He ain't look nothing like LL Cool J. He just had a fucking Kango on his head with a motherfucking perfectly lined up ass chin strap beard. I'm like, LL didn't even have a beard back then. He ain't never even had facial hair, has he?
Not when he came out. We was alive when he came out. He did I'm Bad. And he was in the movie fucking Beat Street.
Dude, I'm just like, what in the fuck? I'm like, what? I'm like, who the fuck are they? Who is the casting person?
Oh, Lord. They got this dude. He not even light-skinned like that.
Nigga, this nigga, I'm telling you, dude, they had some motherfucking Dominican playing this nigga. I was like, that's supposed to be LL Cool J? Like.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check this movie out just so I can join in.
Nigga, and then the way they did Spinderella was like, they kind of like all but cut her out the movie. Excuse me. But yeah, anyway, that was my, Salt and Pepper. Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna have to check that out. I keep scrolling past it. I'd be falling asleep. Thinking about it. I'm like, dang, I need to watch this movie. I saw the previews and everything. Everybody was talking about it on Facebook. You know, people can't watch going on Facebook talking about it.
That movie was some shit, dog. I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, like, I was already turned off with the way they did Martin, dog. I was like, nah, man. Like, nah. We not gonna act like Martin looked like that back then. Like, they got some motherfucking Bad Boys for Life Martin up in there.
That's crazy, because he lost weight right after that movie. So I guess he heard the feedback.
Hey, probably that nigga saw. Hey, man. And you know what? To Martin credit, Martin got in shape for that movie. He got in shape, at least what's considered shape for him. Y'all gotta realize Martin like 50 something years old, and he not that active. But I can imagine seeing yourself on camera, and it's this big ass movie, and then just dude, the way his face was, it wasn't even about the fact that his body was big. He looked like a normal middle aged man, but his face. His face was so fucking big. I was like, did this dude have an allergic reaction or something?
Looked like it.
It looked like post that that fight with Hitman on.
Hitman.
I'm sorry, Martin. Please.
Hey man, you know he was mad at Martin when he said that. But when he flinched, he was like, I got a call from Sugar Ray. He called you to get hit, man. In real, they were talking about that, man. He was hella mad when he said when he jumped at him, that was all the ad lib. I'm like, dang.
He said, get hit, man. I like that. Hey, that's good and petty. Oh, man. Oh,
shit. Ain't nothing came out for real. Lil Durk. You can listen to Lil Durk.
Nah.
I don't listen to these new cats for real, man. Whatever come on satellite radio, I'll be hearing it, but I don't know. I feel like some of these rappers, they names getting too wild. Like Spot 'em, Got 'em. That sound like a damn song. I thought that was the song the whole time. I can't even remember the name of the damn song. They got Spot 'em, Got 'em, because everybody was doing a little dance on TikTok. And these motherfuckers in prison doing that. They ain't on TikTok too.
Oh, the little dance where they doing like the little stupid arm motion in like different places.
Yeah.
Hey man, come on, man, come on, man. That's the Spot 'em, Got 'em dance.
Yeah, that's the rapper's name. The name of the song, I can't remember the name of the damn song. Man, I can't get past his first name. I saw his name up on the daggone screen. I was like, nah, I'm good. Just a damn one for your best.
What's that other song by that dude, Sada Baby? You know what song I'm talking about. Don't disrespect me and my mans.
Oh my God.
He got
dude, one with Nicki, don't he?
Yeah, that's the remix. Yeah. But you know what, though? I did not know that the name of that song was Whole Lotta Choppers. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense because niggas is like dancing, like grooving to this shit. Like, what? Where does that title fit in?
It sounds like, what? Oop, there it is. Because that's what I say every time I hear it. That whole beat is, oop, there it is. That's all it is. And
hey man, shout out to Tag Team for getting them motherfucking Geico commercial. They is eating.
Right. And I'm doing a dance with kids. I don't know what the fuck wrong with y'all. So I want to hear that bullshit. When we bust out our dance, as long as you say nothing about kids, because y'all be on TikTok doing some wild ass shit.
Super wild.
Like these dances, like y'all doing now, I don't even know. Hey, but the baby, his new song, cool, Masterpiece.
I gotta go check it out.
That song cool. I don't know if you heard Lil Eazy-E song. I forgot the name of it.
Lil Eazy-E still make music?
Yeah. He just not getting popping. I'm gonna say, man,
that wasn't even no shot at him. I thought he had just kind of like was like, nah, I'm just gonna do this reality TV show and just stop doing music for a minute.
It felt like he just been listening to the Bone songs and he just start rapping fast. What's his name? I thought he was done rapping after he got dissed by Eminem, but he came. He got another song. He's still a rapper saying, though. The other cat from Detroit, the fat dude that don't be rapping on beat.
T Grizzly.
Yeah. No effort. That's his song. I can do this shit with no effort. And he got another song after that. I can't remember the name of the
We know how you feel when people when people run afoul of M. They be on your shit list forever.
It's got to make sense, man. If you go diss him, at least make it make sense. He doubled back on dissing him. He apologized. See, that's the shit I'm like, nah.
For real, I ain't even heard about that, dude. So what was the point of him dissing him in the first place? If he was just
hear about it because Royce the 5'9" called him out on it. But he was like, man, he apologized. Go look it up. He apologized for dissing. He didn't mean nothing by it.
Nigga, fuck all that.
Because Royce was like, because Eminem said, because Royce was talking to Eminem, he was like, M was thinking about working.
He was trying to get them to work together, yeah.
Yeah, but now he can burn his bridges after he dissed him. He was like, dang, my fault. This is like what he said. When he came back out, they talked to T Grizzly about it. He was like, my fault, I didn't mean nothing about it. You still want to work together? We can work together. Like, see? Y'all can't just be coming out here dissing people. You ain't had no reason. There ain't no reason.
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. Because when I heard that he had dissed Eminem, I'm like, what the hell is that for? I think, but you know what, though? I feel like a lot of Detroit actors, I mean, not actors, but rappers, be kind of, and I guess this goes for any city. They be kind of feeling like, nah, you the biggest person from her, or you claim to be from her, then you need to be reaching back and getting people.
I feel like he put a lot of people on when he can. I'll be listening.
I mean, well, he tried to. He definitely put Royce on. He tried to put D12 on, which that just didn't stick.
Nah, they found their own little thing that they could do. At least he found them some for them. But I think after the old boy got shot up, that was it for him. He kind of changed. He got another music, man. What you think about the actual Busted Challenge, not the Busted Challenge, but the damn song Busted?
I have not heard any part of that song other than what's played on the damn videos. I can actually go look for that song.
It came on the radio because she's like, you got the Nelly, I think my butt getting big. That's actually in the song. And that's all they're playing in the background. And then she rapping, shaking like a stripper. Oh, man. Okay. And then there's this little girl. She sounds like a little white girl, but apparently she black. Not Lil Mo. Flo Milli or whatever.
Flo Milli. Y'all have heard of Flo Milli. Hold on now. Flo Milli on that song?
No. She got a new song out.
Oh.
Why she sound 12, man? She rapping like she dirty. I'm like, okay.
All right, man. I'm gonna give you another 7 minutes, man, and I'm gonna have to get up out of here.
And he gave me a time of another 7 minutes. Oh,
I'm just
man.
Saying, Tom, because I got some shit brewing. That's all I'm saying. Sorry.
I don't think I got that.
Ain't nothing really that happened in politics or whatever. Ain't y'all happy to have these days back where you ain't got to watch CNN 24/7 or whatever your cable news choice is and be like, what the fuck is these motherfuckers doing today?
They just going online make it up shit just to have politics in the news. And like, oh, Biden did this in his first 2 days. Like, would that been something that Trump signed? Motherfucker, I don't know, man. Let's just dead all this shit and move on. Like, now all these things that Biden signed is hurting everybody. I'm like, oh, did it go into place yet?
Yeah, how the hell is it hurting somebody? He just signed the shit. Y'all realize that shit doesn't, a lot of that shit don't go into effect like that day.
And they talking about this damn pipeline. That pipeline wasn't even like a for sure thing.
Right.
All y'all jumped on there working on it like it was going to stay in place. Like, I don't know. I feel like if you're good at building stuff, you can always find a job. That's just me. I could be wrong.
They shouldn't even have been doing that pipeline though. I mean, because like that was cutting through like Indian reservation ground and stuff like that. And I remember when it happened, when it first started, and they had that big standoff at what is that, Round Rock or Rolling Rock or something, where they had the motherfucker that people in that white militia group, and they were standing out there standing off with the police, because the police was like, "Look, man, y'all need to stop." And they was like, "We gonna keep doing this, and you ain't gonna stop us from doing shit." And the police was like, "You right," and they left.
Okay.
Yeah, but Blue Lives Matter don't let some people tell it.
Oh, speaking of the police, you know, I think it was a dude, he was trying to kill his parents or whatever, and he was fighting the police. This was in St. Louis. This shit was all over Facebook, and they didn't shoot him. He was trying to take the cop's gun. They tased him, didn't work. He beat up the cops. And they finally arrested him and took him to jail on a $30,000 bond. Everybody on the post is all up in arms. And then they're trying to say, see, this is how the police, they should be a good model of how the police should do it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Really?
Beat up the cop, ran away, got shot in his back with his hands up, right?
He deserved to get that, though, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have resisted. Mm-hmm.
But now, see, that's what I'll be talking about, man. The goalposts, like, look at the goalposts change. You see how it changed when, yeah. So, and this is what I said. I'm like, so you recognize that they doing wrong, but then you stand behind them. That's what you just said. You may not realize it. I'm gonna keep saying it. I'm like, you just said what they did, shooting these kids in the back. Like that, after they've been struggled, the same as him, that this police was a good role model for other police to do the right thing. You just admitted that they was doing the wrong thing at first. But hey, I digress.
You know what? I'd be remiss if we didn't go on ahead and hit this story too, because this, like, been a big story here, especially in the St. Louis area. It really should be going big nationwide. About you might have to help me with the name, B, but about that black man, the father, who died in the parking lot, and was at Barnes.
We went to high school with the Whites.
Oh, really? That's why you said her name. I was like, why is he saying that? I didn't pay attention to like who his wife was.
She was at the birthday party. That's Kimmy's best. Oh, my bad. That's her best friend.
For real?
Yeah, she was there. You remember when we went to that? Yeah. He was there too.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Holy shit. Dude, he went to Barnes to try to go on ahead and, like, I don't even remember what was he having issues with.
His chest was tightening, though. He was having a heart issue. So apparently, he probably needed oxygen. That's what it sounded like. And they gave him ibuprofen.
And told him, get the fuck on?
Hey, dog. They gave him ibuprofen. I watched the news story. Ibuprofen, put him in a wheelchair, outside. No supervision. Nothing. And she came up there to go get him. With the car to try to put him in, and he slumped down. Eyes rolled up in the back of his head, and he slumped down. And that was it. That was a.
Oh my God. Dude, that's a fucking lawsuit, man.
It is. He died. Something was wrong. They do an autopsy on him. I don't know anything else with that, unless they post something. But that hit, you know, because he lives in St. Peter's and he was part of the firefighters board. Mm. So that's terrible on that. Well, that might be a good thing for the family, because they might all fight for him, because this is all people that's not too happy about it now. And then probably like he was friends with a lot of white higher ups. They not too happy. So it's probably going to be that hospital about to face if they go along with it, pressing charges or whatnot, and suing somebody, losing their license.
Dude, it's just, that's like one of those, that's like one of the things people were saying, like, during, like, people getting treated for COVID. They like, hey, look, If you black, they probably gonna refuse to treat you, because I don't know if it's just a stigma that goes around that, like, either black people like over exaggerate pain, or maybe they think black people are trying to come up there just to go ahead and score drugs and shit. Like, we the only people who do something like that. But y'all gotta quit having these damn, because I don't wanna say that if it was somebody white, they wouldn't have done that. But it is definitely like a gross case of negligence. Any way you look at it.
It is. The news said that the chick that was talking about it said there's been reports that, like, African Americans don't get treated the same in the hospital. Especially that one. They said that on the news. I'm like, did they broadcast it? Uh oh.
Damn, man.
I hope whatever they get, man, that's probably what they deserve. Whatever happened to him, man. Like, what? Why didn't you hook him up to a machine and see if he was breathing right, or make sure his lung didn't collapse? Well, he's just chest tightening up like that. Maybe he had high blood pressure. Why didn't y'all look into that? I ain't gonna say it's all hospitals that do. They admitted me into the hospital when I was, like, my blood pressure skyrocketed, and to make sure it went down.
Right, but that's the way they should do it, though.
This was a SSM, though, hospital. This wasn't no bar. I kind of don't go to bars just anyway, so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why did he go to bars and he lived at St. Peter's? Like, why didn't he go to some of the other hospitals?
That's the hospital that's out there. St. Peter's over there off of it's right over there. That's where they live. That's the closest one. I stay away from that one. I already know. I go to them SSM hospitals, or she probably could have took them to urgent care ER.
Yeah, they wouldn't have did them like that at urgent care. I would like to believe.
Because he had to have something wrong with it. Ain't no way they just gave him ibuprofen and told him to send him on his way. Like, that sound like, because you stay in the hospital longer than that for them to check you.
Yeah, it sounded like they didn't even check him.
Yeah, I don't know if they ran his blood pressure. His blood pressure had to be high if he was having chest pain.
But even if you having chest pains or whatever, and is that the best thing to give somebody is ibuprofen? Because I would think that would make your blood pressure go crazy.
It does.
So, man, god damn.
Because my doctor told me to not take ibuprofen, so until my blood pressure gets lower.
Man, they about to sue the motherfucking pants off that hospital. Shit.
Actually, my doctor's at Barnes Jewish, but I don't go to that one. They know too.
All right, well, I hate to end the show on the back. You know what? We ain't going to end the show on that. I got a throwback of the week for y'all. How about that? My throwback of the week is The Animals, and the house is called, I mean, shit, the house. The song is called House of the Rising Sun.
I don't think I heard of that. I'm going to look that up.
Going on to YouTube, dog. The Animals, House of the Rising Sun. It's a, I mean, it's from like the 1960s. It's done by a white group. I believe they're English, but man, just like listen to like them lyrics or whatever. People have done other renditions of the song, whatever. But it's one of them songs that just gets you, man. Hit you right where you need to be hit. Pause.
Oh, they look like the Beatles. Okay, this looks like it's about to hit.
Hey, that motherfucker do hit, dog. House of the Rising Sun. You got a throwback show or anything?
Yeah, I got a throwback movie. I'm Amazing Spider-Man. I'm saying, man, that movie, like, that's the best Spider-Man movie.
I'm with you.
Like, I can keep saying it, man. Like, don't put this Tom Holland in me and my wife argue about this. She's like, I don't like the Tom Holland movie. It's such a... No, I ain't gonna say that anymore. But I'm like, you ain't watched Amazing Spider-Man. Like, you don't know the comics then. That's all it is. Like, every, like, scene for scene, yeah, it captures Spider-Man to me, I guess. And he already knows how to fight. And they know Tony Stark, and build his suit.
I'm with you. I'm with you, dog. Look, man, I think I spoke on a number of times of my affinity for Tom Holland and Spider. I mean, for my affinity for Andrew Garfield and Spider-Man.
Right. I think he did a good job as Spider Peter Parker and Spider-Man. Yep. Somebody told me he's like a giraffe. I'm like, man, what they got to do with him playing Spider-Man?
What they got to do with anything? Why are you talking about the way this dude look? Like, right. Man, motherfuckers say anything. Damn. That story about Sadie's husband got me fucked up. All right.
Yeah, man, I hate that. Like, 2020, everybody dying at the beginning of 2021. That's a lot of deaths, man.
Man. One thing that do scare me is I see so many families being, like, ravaged by a bunch of stuff like COVID and, you know, just the ongoing battle we face with just systematic racism in this world. I'm blessed that ain't nobody close to me, like, close. Like, I haven't had anybody who has been close to me passed since like my grandma, and that was like 17 years ago. And yeah, I've been kind of blessed or whatever, but man, sometimes I be sitting up at night and I be thinking to myself, man, I be like, dude, somebody, just the law of averages, somebody gonna have to go who I know, like, or somebody's are gonna probably die, you know. I mean, at some point during this year, and I'm just, you know, so I think about my mom, and my mom is like, you know, battled leukemia. I think about like my stepdad, he got into a horrific accident the year before last. Yeah, and you know, I just think about like everything, man. I start thinking about like kids and stuff like that. It's just crazy, man. I don't know, man. So
man, kids be building up a monster inside of you, something happens, you like, you gonna snap.
Yeah.
Especially like man. I'm trying to read people. I'm like, you better not be no like child molester or nothing like that. Like, no, unless you treat my kid like this, you're gonna have some problems.
Man. Yeah, you doing anything to my kids, man. Or you know what? They ain't gotta be mine, dude. If it's just some kids that I know, like, yeah, nah, man. Yeah. We ain't tolerating nobody fucking with kids.
Right, now, I told my kids, like, I ain't doing no bullying, because I even go up in the principal. I'm like, we're going to talk to the parents, and we're just going to have this situation. Because I'd be like, I ain't afraid to tell them it's going to be a nightmare on your street. Your kid keep messing with mine. I'm not playing that shit.
Hey, I think you just came with the title for the episode, Nightmare on Your Street. Hey. Nigga, we need to start getting some merch with just some of these sayings put on there.
Oh, yeah, shit. Right, yeah, keep that. We're going to have to LLC that or some shit like this.
And if any of y'all try to steal what he just said, y'all some bitch-ass niggas. Hey, B, man, go ahead and bless the folks with some shout-outs for the week. Get them some positive to get them through the week.
Dang. Look. Yeah, man. Y'all be guilty.
I told this nigga give y'all some policy that we ain't got nothing to say.
Oh man. Hey, be kind and rewind. If you fuck up, you just rewind.
Hey, that's some motherfucker.
You say something slick to somebody, just rewind and pretend like you ain't say that shit.
Hey.
I call it the Sour Patch move.
that's some good ass advice, though, for real. Oh, shit. Man, I ain't got nothing, man. Just stay blessed, man. Stay sucker free. Go ahead and drink your water, mind your business. And oh yeah, this is just the FYI for women out there, for women or men who say that the squirt is just pee, or they say it can't be pee because it's clear. Y'all just not hydrated enough, because y'all pee will be clear too if y'all drink enough water.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Also, put the Hennessy down, pick up a glass of water.
Also, because she ain't emailed in a while, Jasmine, I just want to know, did you do like the Buster Challenge or the Silhouette Challenge? That's all I want to know.
Please let us know. Uptown ENT Boys is the email if you forgot. Uptown ENT Boys at gmail.com. Oh, man. All right, Moon Crickets. We have entertained you enough, so we are out. And remember to zip it up and zip it out.
Yeah, motherfuckers.